Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A reminder to check out our interviews with DeMarcus Covington and Michael Wenu. They're up now on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. I'd say Covington was a little more prickly about it, which makes sense. He's one of the ones responsible for not getting Marcus Jones on the field. He's not at the top of the list, but he's one of the guys who was here in 2022 who could have let the head coach and or offensive coordinator, I should say, know. Michael Wenu called him a great offensive player, and we need great players on the field.
Yes,
so
he did.
I thought that also was noteworthy.
It's also crazy for Covington to say he's like Travis Hunter. And I know what he was like. I meant a compliment for both,
which I
read as a compliment for both. Yeah. But he wanted to clarify that like it wasn't a shot.
It wasn't a shot at Travis Hunter. Yeah,
it wasn't.
No.
But he knew that. But then Mayo makes it so much worse when he's like, yeah, we have these conversations all the time. It's like all the time?
Yeah.
And so you had him all
never
the time
talking
in 4 months?
It.
You didn't get this information out there? It's crazy. Crazy.
Classic. Classic Gerard Mayo-led New England Patriots. But speaking of the Pats, they get the Dolphins on Sunday. I think it's time, Keith.
Let's go.
For Keith's Keys, the Pats and Dolphins.
Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
Oh, and not a moment too soon, Jones. Here we go. It is Patriots-Dolphins, keys to the game. Patriots coming to this one 3-8. The Dolphins are 4-6. Patriots are getting 7.5 points, and I believe the highest over-under of the season for the Patriots at 46.5.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to play this game from Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida, 1 o'clock sharp on Sunday. Let's dive into the keys. Here we go. Dolphins are not fish, so saying squish the fish is just ignorant. Tua Tagovailoa is undefeated against the Patriots, but Drake May has never lost to the Dolphins, so something's gotta give.
It really does.
Dolphins are considered one of the smartest animals on Earth, which is bad news for Alex Van Pelt, who didn't even realize Marcus Jones had played offense.
They're going to be ready. They're going to be on their toes.
I hope so.
Flippers.
Speaking of the Patriots offense, Jones, the Pats have generated over 300 yards in back-to-back games with 328 yards of offense at Chicago and 382 yards versus the LA Rams. If the Patriots offense has at least 300 yards this week at Miami, it'll be the first time the team has produced 300 yards of offense in three straight games since the 2021 season.
Mac Jones is an explosive offense.
Dolphins can live up to 50 years, and God willing, I will too.
I think you got it.
I hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
It's been a rough couple of years here, so I wouldn't cash that. Like Jaylen Brown, Dolphins can hold their breaths for a long time.
I still don't believe Jaylen.
Running back Ramondre Stevenson enters this week in 11th place in team history with 2,850 rushing yards and needs 68 yards this week against the Dolphins to move past running back LeGarrette Blount into 10th place on the New England all-time list.
Wow, move over, LG.
Former Dolphins offensive lineman Richmond Webb is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, where he hopes to join fellow lineman Tony Boselli in Canton. However, Bruce Smith doesn't think Boselli should be in.
You should ask Gonzo about Tony Boselli.
Former Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino isn't just the ultimate jock. He's now also appeared in almost 10 television shows and movies. You would obviously know Dan from his appearance in Ace Ventura: Pet Detective, but he really showed off his range in Bad Boys 2, where he played Dan Marino. Little Nicky, where he played Dan Marino. He was Dan Marino on The Simpsons. And in the Hootie and the Blowfish music video for Only Want to Be With You, he was Dan Marino.
I'm sorry, can you say the beginning of that again? It was almost 10.
Almost 10 TV shows and movies. It's getting there.
It's enough, yeah.
Getting there. Yeah. Isotoner gloves. The guy can move product for a while. Quarterback Drake May is averaging 9.3 yards per rush with 28 rushing attempts, 260 yards. The highest rushing average for an NFL quarterback in a single season, 8.5 by Michael Vick in 2006.
Wow. Cover of Madden next.
And lastly, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find any in Miami on Sunday.
All right, factor that into all your takeaways for the game.
It's a big number. 7.5 is a big number, Jones. Can they cover this spread? Or do you got them winning outright?
I don't have that.
No.
But covering, you know what? Until I heard that Dan Marino was in almost 10 movies and television programs, I wasn't sure, but I'm going to say they cover the 7.5. It's Friday, Keith. I'm always talking myself into something with the Pats by Friday.
Fair. He's not the ultimate jock.
No.
So, or not just the ultimate jock. I mean, he is an incredible quarterback. Yeah, I don't know, Jones. I look at it and I think 7.5 is a big number. I think
it's kind of a sucker line, though, isn't it? When you see 7.5, you're like, oh, they're asking me to bet that. They want me to bet that.
They're begging me to bet that.
Yeah.
Although I have decided for the first time in weeks in fantasy football, I am playing Jalen Waddle.
Oh, really?
I drafted him. I've barely played him, but I'm like, they just got torched by Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp last week.
Fair.
I feel like Hill and Waddle could both have a good game. So, this one's tough. I think I'll take the Pats to cover, but I've not been able to pick the Pats very well the last 5 games or so.
Okay, we both have the Patriots covering. Keith starting Jalen Waddle in fantasy. That's a bold move. He can't score less than David Njoku scored for me last night.
No,
so that is a bold move. So those are the keys. Let's give you this week's Verizon matchup. Which is going to focus on Marcus Jones. Do you think we see him on offense this week, Keith? Do you think they, like, overcompensate?
Yep. I think he starts the game and he gets the first 3 carries.
They, like, way over. They just lean into it.
They run like a wildcat with him. You're like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
You got a quarterback. No,
you just barely learned he plays on offense. Now you're going to go, you just got him running wildcat plays and starting the game? What are you doing? You're doing too much.
Joke's on you guys. We knew it the whole time. And we've been prepared for this the whole time. No, I bet he plays. I bet he gets 2 snaps on offense.
That's what he got last week. So so not more action.
No. My official prediction is same.
Well, it's fair. If they play him a lot more, it does really seem like they've stumbled into something. Whereas they play him last week, it's like, no, that was the plan. We're not overreacting to anything.
True.
We're just going to give him these 2 plays. They go back to burying him. So there you go. That's the Verizon matchup. It's brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of your New England Patriots. How much do they use Marcus Jones on Sunday? It's a good question. At 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. You can start jumping in line as well. For WEEI Afternoons, you got Arcan. You got Hart on a Patriots Friday. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, on the way next, Keith, it's time for Grab Bag.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it absolutely is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. All the stories you couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, let's begin with some baseball awards that have been handed out all week long. Let's start in the National League. No surprise, your MVP, Shohei Ohtani.
No, I would say that's not a surprise at all. Unanimous, right?
Yeah, unanimous
MVP. Third time he's an MVP. He is, the first and maybe only since Frank Robinson to win an MVP in both leagues. So, yeah, I'd say you go 50-50. We got a 50-50 watch for a reason. You're deserving of a unanimous MVP.
And then next year he's going to pitch. So he's actually going to be even more valuable next year.
Yeah, and people were like, don't pay that guy. Paying him $700 million. I mean, I'm sure John Henry is one of these. Paying him $700 million is stupid.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's pretty valuable signing there.
Yeah, I would say it's worked out well for the
Dodgers.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
There was Jimmy and Tommy and me, and there was Anthony Stabile.
How you doing?
Frankie Carbone. And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. And his guys, Frankie the
I got in trouble.
Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother.
Sure.
And you had Nicky Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
Yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm going to go get the grab bag. Get the grab bag.
Nailed it.
Bravo.
Absolutely sticks the landing.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Judge won the American League MVP, his second career MVP award.
Also unanimous. Soto was third, I think. I believe Soto was third, if I'm not mistaken. And I think Duran was getting a bunch of votes as well. So
Duran, top 10. Duran with a top 10 finisher. And for staying consistent, Rafael Devers outside of the top 10. He has never had a top 10 finish in the MVP vote.
Never real interested in getting inside that top 10, just in the American League. Keith, do you want to get on your soapbox now? I know you've done this before about one MVP as opposed to one in each league.
This is my hot take that actually should just be a cold take and everybody should agree with me, but it's a little bit of a thinker. MLB now has interleague play all the time. They have universal DH, and yet they hand out two MVPs. It's the only sport that does it. There's no AFC, NFC, Eastern Conference, Western Conference MVP. If Jason Tatum was only competing against Eastern Conference guys, he might have two or three, but he's competing against Jokic, so it's going to be tougher for him. So they should scrap it, and they're not going to. And they're like, well, it's the history of the game. Well, so was having pitchers hit. So you got rid of pitchers hitting, which is fine.
Yeah, so it was no DH, period, and then no DH in the National League. Those are gone.
So that's all gone. Yeah. So there should be one. It should be, you should have to vote between Ohtani and Judge. You have to pick one of those guys to be the MVP.
Who would you vote for?
Ohtani. 50-50, man.
Yeah, no, I'd say that's certainly the right vote. But no, it makes sense. I mean, there's only one Hart Trophy. There's only one MVP in the NFL, only one in the NBA. So get it done, baseball.
Come on.
Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot.
Thank you.
The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You happy now, Jones?
I am, yes.
Celtics were at the White House yesterday, all smiles for those guys. They're all dressed to the nines. And even our very own Justin Turpin was down in the nation's capital. You see some of the photos that he had?
Oh, I did indeed. I saw some of the photos.
Oh, he's all dolled up?
Yeah, he's walking. Like, oh, well, all business Turp. Yeah, that's what he was. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was back to school Turp. And then Joe Biden kind of crushed it there. He's like, who are these guys?
That's what I want. I want to read on. Oh, you have this, Nick? Nick is giving me the thumbs up. You have this? If you haven't heard this, this is must listen audio.
Welcome to the White House.
Good.
I didn't know any of these guys behind me, but they just showed up. I don't know where the hell they came from.
Good joke. Strong start.
Might not be a joke.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls.
Oh, boy.
You're Celtics, right? The Boston Celtics.
Yikes.
NBA champions, the Bulls.
The Bulls.
But the Ball State Cardinals.
Did he say the Bulls?
Did he say, right.
The
did
Bulls
he,
or
did
the
he
say Balls?
The Celtics or the Bulls?
Yeah, Celtics or the Bulls.
NBA champions, the Bulls.
I like your Ball
maybe
State.
Maybe you went to school
there
with that guy, the Celtics or the Bulls
guy.
Yeah,
it could be. They'd be. Oh, yes, I think he's no longer with us. The Biden's barely there. The Ball State.
Cardinals.
Thank you. Or did he say Bulls? He might have said, like, he might have thought he was talking to the Chicago Bulls. And they're like, no, Joe, it's the Celtics.
He just rattles off all the guys. Yeah. He's like, here's Bill Cart. That's like where his memory stopped. Yeah. He's like, it's Bill Cartwright.
No, it's like my grandmother would tell the same story about riding the train and all these things. Yeah, it's like, he could just do the Bulls lineup over and over and over again. Right. Just locked in.
All right. Very good.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of
crap bag.
Celtics Wizards tonight, Jones. He's looking to keep it going as they take on one of the worst teams in the entire NBA, the Washington Wizards.
Yeah. What was the deal with Jordan Poole again? Didn't we have something we had to watch with Jordan Poole in those games? I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah, if there's quote-unquote, like Keith said, baddies in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. If you see baddies in the crowd. Jordan Poole is going to start the game. That's definitely what it was. I forgot about that. Yes.
I mean, he'll score 40 in a loss as opposed to like 15 in the loss.
Right.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Giants released Daniel Jones. He had like a real sad sack kind of press conference yesterday where he was saying it wasn't good enough. He takes responsibility. Great fans, blah, 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 blah. And then it ended and you're like, is that it? And then it turns out he went and asked for his release. The Giants are expected to release him. He's going to clear waivers because he has a crazy contract.
Yeah.
And then where does he end up? Although I did see a funny...
I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter, I forgot who it was, but somebody on Twitter was like, I need the Cowboys to sign him so it could be Daniel Jones and the Cowboys versus the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Oh, brilliant.
That's pretty good.
Brilliant. Like, that would be a good move. I mean...
This guy's a disaster, though. He was a horrible pick at the time. He was horrible, but then you're like, ah, maybe it's Joe Judge. Daboll got him to look like decent enough, but then they paid him, which was so dumb, even in real time.
We all knew it. Like, no one was like, wow, great signing, great contract.
No!
We all knew it, and then they doubled down and made it even worse, Keith, by, as you said earlier in the show, moving on from Saquon Barkley in very, very high-profile fashion on Hard Knocks this offseason. Moving on from Saquon Barkley, they compounded it. Not only did they make the Daniel Jones mistake, they picked Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. They let Barkley go, and now they look like even bigger morons.
Crazy.
Avengers!
Grab bag.
Well, we hit on it briefly with Mike Onwenu, but big weekend at the box office, Jones, as two potential massive movies are in theaters right now, Wicked and Gladiator 2, 24 years after the original came out. You get the follow-up to Gladiator, and then Wicked, which everybody, it was a smash hit on Broadway. This is part one. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. I think Gladiator's like 220 or 230, so two longer movies.
So, you know what I was reading today, Keith? I mean, number one, they could combine for as high as 165 at the box office. That's among the predictions. So, you know, they're hoping to have like a Barbenheimer sort of impact, right?
Yep.
They're calling it Glicked, which you didn't love that name.
No.
Not a fan.
No.
So they're coming out with a sing-along version of Wicked later on, either this year or early next year. I forget which. And so they're telling people who are showing up to the theater, don't sing along. You're going to piss everybody else off in the don't sing along with this movie, but people are still singing along with the movie and pissing everyone off, even though this isn't the sing-along version.
That's why I'm going to see Gladiator 2, because I don't think anyone's going to sing along
no.
to Gladiator 2.
Doesn't that sound like your nightmare, where like the whole theater is singing along
yes.
to the movie? That sounds just awful.
Or they do a Joker dig Keefe, and it's a secretly musical the whole time, Gladiator
Imagine
2.
Imagine that.
Gladiator 2 is just a musical
2,
the whole time?
Actually a musical.
You're like, wait a minute. I didn't sign up
man.
For this.
A lot of catchy songs. But, yeah, no, we'll see how they are. I think Courtney's going to see Wicked today. I think she might be
yeah.
on her way right
you
now.
You know what? You want to dress up, put on your witch costume? Like, I don't mind that, but like, you're going to sing. Right. That was her Halloween costume, right?
Uh-huh.
But you're going to sing along. Don't sing along. You're going to be the person who sings along in the theater. Like, get out of my face with that.
Can't do it.
Like, oh, I was in a play once, so now I'm going to show everybody how good my voice is and how I could have made it in Hollywood if I just would have committed to it. Like, get out of my face.
Save it.
Yeah.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with Grab Bag.
Well, Travis Hunter.
I like that one. That was it.
Travis, no surprise here, Jones, but Travis Hunter said he for sure is going pro after this year. Now, the reason why I guess...
Alex Van Pelt Googling Travis Hunter like you read about right now. He's like, wait a minute.
Who is this guy?
Yeah,
I do feel like it's an interesting test case, though, for certain guys, because now that you have all these new NIL rules, Travis Hunter probably is making a small fortune right now.
Yep.
So there might actually be in the near future a few more guys that would have automatically been, all right, after their junior year, they're going pro, but maybe they're like, I got a pretty good gig here. Like, maybe I will take one more year making millions of dollars in college and then still go to the pros after.
If anybody was going to do that out of those, Shadur has another year of eligibility, right? Like I could kind of sort of see Shadur doing that to stick it out one more year with Dion at Colorado. Like, maybe I could see that. Travis Hunter has no reason to stick around.
No, and if those guys are picks number one and two, like, you can't do better than that.
No.
You know, like, that's
no.
the that's
right, yeah, exactly. It's not like you're pick 15 where maybe you could come back to school and improve your draft standing. Like, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Hello.
Yeah?
I'm here for the grab bag?
College football weekend, Jones, highlighted number 2 Ohio State versus number 5 Indiana at high noon tomorrow. Both trying to get into the Big Ten title game where they will face Oregon. Indiana's undefeated. Ohio State has the one loss.
Have you seen Indiana yet?
Just highlights.
Okay.
With, the Rourke.
Yeah, so phenomenal. Their offense is fun. I don't know that they're going to beat Ohio State. Did you say the spread?
11.
Okay, so I probably want the points there. But this would be, obviously, it would legitimize them. They're undefeated. They haven't really played anybody yet. You beat Ohio State, you're probably ticketed for the Big Ten championship game against likely... Oh, no, Oregon already sewed up a spot, right?
Oregon's in. Yeah, so it's Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana are fighting for it the next 2 weeks.
So it's a huge, huge, huge game for them. I think they're pretty legit. Again, I don't know that I pick them straight up, but I would take the points with Indiana in that matchup, yeah.
Well, this also speaks to what a lot of people are saying is these conferences now, depending on what schedule you happen to get that year... Like, can look drastically different.
Oh, Indiana had a very lucky, fortunate schedule. I mean, not this game, but they had a very lucky, fortunate schedule, yeah.
You also get BYU, Arizona State. There are a couple of top 25 teams. Army, who's still undefeated, is at Notre Dame. Irish are favored by 14, but those are sort of the big games. UMass on the road against Georgia.
Yeah, you gotta drive to Rhode Island or up to the New Hampshire border to bet that one. But, yes, that's a fun one. Should go well for them.
And then BC, North Carolina is what you have.
Nice.
It's my
grab bag.
And I need it now.
All right, you're probably wondering, who are the top performers in the NBA last night? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's
four games.
Only 4 games. It was a light night, but that didn't stop Franz Wagner from putting up 37 points, grabbing 6 rebounds, and dishing out 11 assists in the Orlando Magic victory over the Lakers. In that same game, Anthony Davis went for 39-9, and R.J. Barrett, we've mentioned his name a couple of times. He had a good game for the Raptors, 31-7.
Raptors got back Scottie Barnes in that game last night, but I think out of those, you got to give it to Wagner. I think it was a win. He had
Franz
a monster
Wagner.
Game. I think you got to give it to Franz Wagner. Yes,
the Wagners.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Jones. Time now for our random baseball player of the day. This guy did not win the Rolaids Relief Man of the Year because he was a position player. In fact, in honor of the MVP award being handed out yesterday in baseball, this gentleman was 19th in the MVP race in 1995.
That does honor it.
The only year he received MVP votes.
Carlos Baerga.
No, good one. Yeah. Shortstop.
Oh.
So a fellow infielder.
Yeah.
Shortstop.
Uh-huh.
Played his entire career.
Wow.
With the Angels.
Shortstop, one-time All-Star, entire career with the Angels?
That's right.
I feel like we should get this.
What I feel year? Like you definitely should. You want
said
the years?
What year was he an All-Star? You said he got MVP 95. Votes. So I'm guessing it was all that same year. Okay.
So he's an All-Star, and he was 19th in the MVP vote in 1995.
I think it's too early for the—is it David Eckstein? No. He moved to the Cardinals later in his career. David Eckstein, no?
Not Eckstein. Eckstein might have replaced this guy. He played— In the 90s.
No, that's not right. I was going to say Tim Salmon. That's an outfielder. Who was? No. I'm trying to picture these Angels teams.
Tim Salmon?
What do you got there, Billy? Billy's furrowing his brow.
I am, because I'm trying to picture the Angels. I'm trying to picture the California Angels of the time.
Yeah, probably.
So he actually played for both. He was there when they had the California logo, and then, when he switched over to Anaheim, he was there for both.
Okay.
So he played through the early 2000s.
So, who are on those teams? Garrett Anderson.
Dude, this is bad. Mo Vaughn. You guys should know this guy.
We should know this one?
Oh, for sure.
David Eckstein. Mo Vaughn went there. Garrett Anderson. I'm just trying to spitball names here.
Yeah,
Sean Figgins.
Who did I say earlier? Tim Salmon. Sean Figgins?
No, it's too
it's not
old.
Him, no.
Okay. Yeah, and he bounced around. He played for more than one team.
.258 career average, although in 95 he hit .307.
I wonder what was going on there.
Those MVP votes were
for him.
He only had 5 bombs that year.
That was the days when shortstops didn't hit bombs, you know what I mean?
This guy, I'll tell you, I like him. I always liked him. He could not hit a home run nor steal you a bag, though.
Right. Yeah, how could we not get it? He doesn't do
anything. He was a double single-digit guy.
Yeah.
Did you officially give us the years?
So he broke in 89. He played 2 games in 89.
Uh-huh.
And then his last season was 2000. He literally played the 90s with
you see a Jones.
Well, the text line has to have it. I'm pretty
they
sure.
They have to have this.
Gary DeSarcina?
Yes.
Oh. He got it.
He's a local guy. UMass. He's a Massachusetts guy.
Did he do some? Was he a manager in AAA for the Red Sox or in the minor league somewhere for the Red Sox? Yeah, he did.
He managed the Lowell Spinners one year. One of my first years in radio, I remember interviewing Gary DeSarcina with the Lowell Spinners.
That's egg on my face. That's a Malden guy.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, you're just so disappointed in yourself.
Then I think he might have lived in Billerica.
I have to take a lap around the Malden Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, that would explain the text, because the text line was the whole page is Gary DeSarcina.
Yeah, of course.
I
wanted to pick a random guy with MVP votes, and then I was like, this might be too easy because he's a hyper-local guy.
Well,
but
not easy enough, apparently. I'm not even close. I thought I had it with Eckstein. I did think I had it.
Born in Malden, raised in Billerica, so that is a me and Billy wheelhouse. And then he went to UMass.
Hmm.
How do you like that?
How about managed for the Red Sox? Never played for another. I'm sorry. Yes, managed for in the Red Sox system for the Lowell Spinners. Never left the Angels. Wow. Okay,
that's amazing. One team. Yeah.
How about that? Oh yeah, coming. Yeah, Dice. He's a Malden native, guys. Gary DeSarcina. We did get.
Malden.
Yeah, this is good. Definitely Mark Trumbo. That was one text we got as well.
Mark Trumbo. Eventually, it will be Mark Trumbo.
Yeah,
I'm sure Shoeless Joe.
I'm sure Shoeless Joe was in there. There were too many Gary DeSarcina tweets to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, or text rather. Okay, so there's your random baseball player of the day. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have coming up, and we have the clip du jour on the way next.
All right, perfect time for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds nice. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The clip of the day from our very program where we found out, thanks to the great reporting of Mark Daniels, what it is that Ben McAdoo does, and it might surprise you.
McAdoo runs the Patriots offensive meeting, writes Mark Daniels.
Okay.
This is where the team goes over their strategy on third downs before practice. McAdoo starts things off with his theme song and graphic.
What?
Which lightens the mood. And when McAdoo takes the stage, Keith, the laughs are soon to follow.
Wow.
This is when Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Oh, yeah. You know it.
Do you see him? Is he walking on the stage with one of those cordless mics like Steve Jobs that get people all fired up? He's like, you want to see the iPhone 20? Because we got something for you. Everyone's going, yeah. You guys want to see our third
Welcome
down packages this
talk.
Week?
Yeah. No, I kind of picture him in like a bomber jacket, aviators, with his hair slicked back like how he used to coach.
Yep, I like that.
That's how I kind of picture
all the way back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Watching plays of, those great giant offenses that he that he was in charge of.
Yeah. Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins is blaring through the Patriots meeting room. Before the players know it, a customized Top Gun graphic appears on the screen. Every week, Keith, McAdoo photoshops a player's face onto Maverick and Goose. Every week he does this. So he spends, what does he do all week?
Memes.
He sits around meme lording all day long and just trying to figure out in, Microsoft Paint. He just sits there all week on his computer photoshopping faces onto Goose and Maverick's body, listening to Kenny Loggins running the Thursday. You wanted to know what Ben McAdoo does?
We got it.
That. He he's qualified to run our Twitch. I mean, no shot at Jonathan. And,
not at all. No.
Jacob, and of course, the great Terp. No shot at any of them, but Ben McAdoo could do your jobs.
Your
jobs. Yes. Yeah.
He's the guy. He's in there. He's doing it up. Now that's not a question anymore. Like, what, they hired him. What's his responsibility?
We got a good text, Keith, and I don't. It was a while ago. 37937. We were talking about this earlier in the show, but they said he photoshopped Marcus Jones's head onto Goose's body, and Alex Van Pelt was like, "Who is that?
Who's that guy?
What are you doing?
Google that guy.
Yeah, who is that individual? I have no idea who that is. Why is he a part of your meeting? He's not on our team.
That seems crazy. How'd he get this treatment? This hilarious treatment.
Classic Ben like McAdoo. I will tell you, not only were Arcan and Hart popping in briefly, they pop back out, but they popped in briefly to take a look at this wonderful bar pizza that we got from Trading Post in Bourne. But Arcan also assured me, and I do have the text to prove it, Arcan got Gary DeSarcina, one of the hundreds of people apparently who knew it was Gary DeSarcina, unlike me, Billy, and Nick.
Man.
The guy from
Get him next time. We'll have a new guy on Monday.
Really, Billy is the most guilty. The guy from Malden did not get that one.
Monday, it's going to be Lou Maloney.
speaking of Arcan and speaking of Andy Hart, we have the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can head to the Nines this weekend for a three-course prime rib dinner. You can enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, two sides, and a free three-course meal upgrade. It's available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. all day Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Andy?
Hi, fella. What's with all this food over here?
That's all from the Trading Post in Bourne. Keith missed out on pizza yet again. He missed out on your pizza day the other day.
Sucker.
It was wonderful. Shout out to them. It was tremendous. There's still lots and lots of it, so help yourselves. That's all from Greg's program. They dropped that off this morning.
Oh, very nice of them.
Yeah. What do you guys have coming up today? You got to talk about the Danger Zone, Ben McAdoo?
Ben McAdoo? What happened with Ben McAdoo?
Oh, Ben McAdoo hosts a weekly meme session and plays the Danger Zone for all the players.
So finally.
That's his role. We know his role.
I finally have an answer.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Because everybody that's been bitching about Jerod Mayo, I'm like, well, shouldn't Evan Rothstein and Ben McAdoo have some fault here? Young rookie coach who admits he's learning on the fly. Ben McAdoo is the senior advisor, assistant head coach, whatever the hell his role is. He's been a head coach. He's been an offensive play caller and coordinator. He's the guy that should be stepping up to the plate here, but he's busy doing memes, apparently.
No.
From Barmore?
That's the Friday Funnies. He didn't want to move in. He's got his own day. What'd you think of Mayo's response about the Marcus Jones stuff today?
Or even
DeMarcus Covington, if you heard it.
Not great.
None of this is great.
No.
None of this is great. I don't really get it. I go back to my original thoughts on Alex Van Pelt. See Rich Keefe show from whenever the hell that was, January, February.
Just when things were pointing in the right direction.
Yes, I had turned a corner with him.
I thought
he was great last week. The defensive coaches sucked, but he did a nice job. Other than that final play where his receiver didn't know to turn his head, but you don't blame the receiver, of course.
No, I don't. He's sucking up to his meal ticket.
How about those receivers? They suck so bad that the coach is putting a guy he didn't even know could play offense on offense.
Trying everything.
So you guys have more of this today, Arcan, Patriots Friday?
Yes. Mike Giardi's going to join the show. We'll have our picks. We got all bunch of stuff coming up. And by the way, Keith, insane to put Gonzalez ahead of Gronkowski. It's not insane.
Oh, it's insane.
They're 1-2 by any metric, and Gronkowski had Brady his entire career. Who'd Gonzalez have?
Trent Green, nice player.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan won an MVP.
Elvis Gerback. You like Elvis Gerback?
Tyler Thigpen. Nice really.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. If he had Brady his entire career, wouldn't even be a discussion.
Disagree.
Tight end debate. Kelsey ahead of Tony Gonzalez, but he's not even the best tight end in Chiefs history.
Much better than Kelsey.
Right. So more of this coming up on WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan, you got Hart. Everybody have a great weekend. Patriots and Dolphins on Sunday. We'll be talking about it on Monday morning right here on Jones and Keith.